Moncrief on News Talk.
Not only are the beaches jammed, but so too is the zoo. So how do the animals cope with the hot weather, especially those that might prefer things to be a little bit more chilly? Armed with his Dr. Doolittle translation guide, Henry McKean went to ask them.
Hi everyone, my name is Gina Gray. I'm one of the keepers here on the far side of the zoo, looking after our primates and carnivores. And today we're going to be throwing a few ice pops for our Sulawesi crested macaques and our Chinese dole.
So macaques, they're kind of like primates, like small monkeys,
yeah.
And the Chinese dole are a bit like a cross between a fox, a wolf and a dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Gina, it's a beautiful day.
Really,
where are we standing? What are we looking at?
So we're standing here at our Sulawesi crested macaque islands. We're just looking at them grooming themselves, having a great time in the sun.
Tell us about the macaque.
So our Sulawesi crested macaques are originally from Indonesia. Here we have a troop of 16, so we have 4 females and 12 males at the moment. So it all varies in age, really. So some of them are 20 and it goes all the way down to 3. So we have a nice mix of ages as well.
And they are absolutely beautiful, these primates. How would you describe them to listeners at home? How big are they?
So they will be probably about, I want to say maybe 2 feet in height. They're not quite as big as some of the other macaque species.
They're small. They're a bit, they're about quite the size of a toddler or a baby, and instead
of
a monkey.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Sometimes they go on like that as well. They're quite cheeky, especially when we're trying to put any enrichment or any new kind of poles of branches or kind of anything up in habitats. They'll wreck them completely within like 10 minutes, and it'll take us about an hour to put up. So yeah, they sometimes go on like toddlers.
At the moment they're grooming each other.
Yeah.
We've got one macaque lying down. Actually there's two, and there's two just grooming them, you know, removing anything and just kind of rubbing each other. So they're quite relaxed. They're just like us.
Yeah.
These guys are having a, you could say, a massage.
Exactly. So this is such a natural behaviour for these guys as well. They live in quite big troops that can go up to 30 individuals. But this is just a very good social bonding technique that these guys do, even out in the wild. It usually will happen when a submissive will groom and dominant, but here there's not too much of that kind of hierarchy, just because it is a family group. We don't have any breeding males, so everyone does get that kind of massage per se or grooming. So everyone's loving the sun and everyone's having their kind of groom at the moment.
So Dublin Zoo right now, it's busy. There's crowds behind us watching on. The weather's been fantastic in recent weeks. How do the animals, you know, deal with this very warm weather?
So with these guys especially, they'd be used to the sun and things like that and the heat, so we don't have to worry too much about these, but we'll always give them that nice extra little treat just to keep them cool. So I have concentrate balls behind me that I'll be throwing over. These are frozen, so what it basically is it's concentrate biscuit. So it's any kind of vitamins or minerals that we can't necessarily provide them in the vegetables that we throw out. And then we'll also give kind of nice little extra bits in the middle, so they'll really have to try destroy it to get to that nice valuable bit. So for today, it's sweet potato.
So they're having sweet potato and we're going to
feed
them. Tell us about their personalities. You must know all 16 of them.
It's very hard to distinguish them, but what we will say, it's actually in their name, is crested. So if you look at the top of their heads, they'll all kind of have like a kind of mohawk or faux hawk kind of situation going on with their hairstyle. And each one is individual to the macaque, so sometimes that can kind of tell them apart, but yeah, we'll know some of them a lot more than others just because of individuality and characteristics, and some are a little bit louder than others as well.
We're going to feed these beautiful macaques.
We are indeed. We have some frozen concentrate balls, so these are just our concentrate pellet frozen with a little bit of a treat inside, just to make it a little bit more rewarding for them on this really hot day.
Okay, so we're going to throw it. Here we go. Here they are.
So these are our concentrate pellets, so it kind of has any vitamins and minerals that we can't necessarily provide them in the vegetables, but it's a kind of sweetish pellet, so they really, really enjoy it. It's kind of like a little biscuit to them.
And the macaques are really going for it.
They are, they really
are. They love it.
Yeah, so some of them will hang back just to see if more of the kind of dominant ones. You can see him running on his hind legs, just trying to get away from everyone. He'll kind of try sneak as much into it. They have really big cheek pads as well, so they'll try stuff as much food into those cheek pads, run away, kind of take it back out and eat it kind of in peace then, as like while no one's kind of around as well.
So is it survival of the fittest? Do they all get something to eat?
Yeah, so the way, especially with our diet, what we'll have is some root, some water, and some leafy. The nicest bits will usually be the root vegetables that we give them here. So more kind of the dominant animals will take them. But after that, there's always going to be a bit of leafy left. And we give them about 6 kilos of food per feed as well. So there is definitely enough. We always give that extra bit just to make sure everyone gets a bit.
Gina, what do you love about being a zookeeper? How long have you been a zookeeper?
So I've actually only been a zookeeper for 2 years now. I started as an intern and then worked my way into a full-time job. I love just the variety, especially on the far side, kind of bouncing between the carnivore species and the primates. It really gives a nice kind of variety. You don't know what's going to be kind of expected of you every day, whether you're going to be here or you're going to be feeding a tiger. It just depends. And just all the animals, you wake up once and just really, really do your job.
So you love it and you're young. I mean, you're the youngest zookeeper I've come across. And many zookeepers do this for 40 years.
Yeah, and I think I can see myself doing it for 40, 50 years. The people around, my colleagues and things like that, are doing it until their 60s, and they still have the love that I see in myself in 40 years' time as well.
And you must feel such companionship and such a loyalty to the animals, and they must feel that back.
Exactly, and I think if you don't love animals, you're not in the right job at all. You really need to kind of have that compassion and excitement to come into your job to take care of them, because it's not the easiest job in the world. It really isn't. Trying to clean these houses, they're dirty animals, I'll just say that. I don't want you to open that door, because the smell you'll get is not the most pleasant.
I think I can just about smell it
a little bit. So you really need to kind of overcome that and just really do it for the love of the animals. As you can see just yourself, the amount of personality just in this troop of 16 is amazing, and kind of stretch that to every other species. It's once in a lifetime, such a privilege as well.
So you feel that privilege, and you started your day at 7 a.m. How long will you go on for?
So today is a little bit of an exception, but it is usually about 8:30 in the morning, and will in the summertime it'll be until 5.
So it's a long day.
It's a long day, but it's just so different. There's always something to do, whether it's cleaning, feeding, enrichment, training. It's always something really, really enjoyable. Of course, you'll have your great days and you'll have your, unfortunately, sad days. But the good days always overcome that.
And these particular primates, these macaques, how long do they live for? And we have two here rolling along here. They're going upside down along a rope.
Yeah, so that is a bit of a play. Both of our two youngsters, so it's a male and female. He's probably trying to chase her off a little bit of food, but that's completely natural, so he's probably just waiting for her to drop it, basically. These guys out in the wild will usually live until they're about 20 years old. Here in the zoo will be about 25 or so. So we have a good kind of veterinary team, really good food and just exceptional care for these guys, so we're doing well.
And they are the missing link. We're so like them, aren't we? We're so like a primate.
Yeah, exactly. You can see yourselves in these every day. And even I think they're a little bit more brazen, a little bit more brave than us. But it's incredible to see.
Gina, you have special animal lollies in your bucket. What are these?
I do. So I have carnivore ice pops, as we like to say, or carnivore clippos. They are basically just beef blood ice pops. So we get a special delivery of blood every so often for the summer, and we'll make these into ice pops for all of our carnivore species.
So we like strawberry ice pops. They like blood, cow blood ice pops.
I know. Unfortunately, these guys don't like orange and strawberry like us, so we have to specialise a little bit more for their taste.
And this will really cool them down.
It will. On this hot day, especially with our Amur tigers, because they obviously come from kind of colder conditions, but our Chinese doe and our Asian lions are kind of a little bit more used to this weather, but they always need a helping hand, especially like that.
So a dole is a bit like a wolf.
Yeah, so they come from the dog family. We always hear people say, oh, it looks like foxes and things like that. And that is very true. They look like foxes, but they are called Chinese dole or Asiatic wild dogs. And these guys live on kind of the grasslands and forests and shrublands in Asia. So they live kind of around kind of water areas and things like that, and ambush their prey into the water. So they have a unique skill set in trying to eat, basically, yeah.
So you've thrown over the lolly. There's the lolly there. So we're just waiting now, hopefully. Yeah. Here comes one of these beautiful dole foxes. It looks a little bit like a fox, but it's not a fox.
It does, yeah. They're a little bit more stocky, kind of in the face and things like that. They do have their summer coat on, so when the winter does come, they look a bit more fluffier. Who is that? That is Spots, just coming up there at the moment. So he is probably the most dominant. Probably the splatters of blood kind of went everywhere, so he's probably just going to try to pick up the scent and he'll eventually get to it. I'll throw him one or two more just to see if any of them wake up, because they did get feed this morning, so they're probably a little bit tired.
So Gina, not only are the dogs loving these blood lollies, but the crowd here, the families, are loving watching them eat the blood lollies.
Yeah, it's not a very usual thing that we give these guys them, just because they are quite rich, but also it's not necessarily a hot day every day in Ireland, so it's a once in a kind of blue moon kind of sort of thing.
And would these animals feel the heat?
A little bit. Now, they do come, obviously, as I said, from Asia, so they will be used to the kind of heat, but coming from Ireland and things like that, they are a little bit more susceptible, so we just have to make sure that they have their nice caves, they have the kind of shelter and the shade, but also a nice cooling down tree.
You've come to the zoo today. What have you seen so far? What are you enjoying?
We've seen some fox dog things.
So the dolls behind us?
Yeah. And some monkeys.
And your favourite so far?
Probably the dolls.
And what do you like about the zoo? How often do you come?
Well, we don't get up here very often, to be honest. We're from West Cork, so we were up last night with my little daughter here, Taylor. We were to see a Dermot Kennedy concert, so we said we'd come to the zoo after. So, yeah, looking at the dolls over there, they're absolutely amazing. Never even knew they existed, to be honest. So I think they've been the highlight so far.
And to the listeners at home, you do have a fox tattoo on your arm, so you do love a wild dog.
Yes, I really do. It's a memory of my mom, actually. She loved foxes, so living in the country, we used to like feed the wild foxes, you know, when they'd come to visit in the evenings. And yeah, so that's why I have a fox tattoo.
And what do you love about visiting Dublin Zoo?
The elephants, I suppose. You can't see elephants anywhere else, I don't think, can you?
It's the first year I've been at the zoo in 17 years.
What brought you back to the zoo after 17 years?
The summer project.
So you're here on your summer project?
Summer project from Tala.
And how many people are in your group?
There's about 62 of us.
62?
Yeah. More, yeah.
And what are you enjoying the most?
Well, we're just after arriving, so...
Just in the door?
We're only in the door, so we'll be here till 4 o'clock, so we have plenty of time.
It.
Yeah.
What animals have you seen so far?
A lion.
You saw a lion?
Yeah.
A lion. You seen the monkeys squish, squish, scratching, squish, squish, scratching. We're going to the zoo. Zoo. How
and
about you?
Some ducks.
You saw some ducks?
I saw a pigeon in the water.
I can't wait to see the flamingos.
Yeah. You really want to see them?
Flamingos.
Yeah. They're pink, aren't they?
And why do you like a flamingo?
Because they give the vibes of the summer.
The vibes of the summer?
Yeah.
And are you feeling those vibes of the summer?
Yeah.
The flamingo is anyways.
That was Henry McKean enjoying himself at the zoo there. I wonder, did he have an ice cream when he was finished? Probably.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.